Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Can Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Can, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And if you don't have a copy of my book, you can get the first six chapters free as a download on my website, www.karencan.com. You can just put your name and email address in there. You'll get a free excerpt of my book. Check it out. See if you like it. And also, you'll have access to five of my Fast Track Your Healing online webinar classes, absolutely free, where I do a class on the kind of Law of Attraction 101 about emotional healing, body healing. And my most popular class probably is self-muscle testing, which is something that I use every single day, even when I'm not in the office, to help myself, and certainly would love people to be able to do that for themselves. It's a wonderful way to connect with your intuition. Now, today's topic is kind of serious. So if you've been following us on Facebook and following my posts on Facebook, you'll know that there have been some very concerning news reports about holistic practitioners and doctors suddenly dying or disappearing. I've had some conversations with the angels about that, and I'm going to summarize it. What they've said is about between 85 and 90% of those disappearances, sudden deaths, so-called suicides, missing people, that a very high percentage is due to foul play. And but here's the thing. Foul play have a lot to do with entities. Now, what are entities? We talked about that in other shows before. And entities can be, if you're the spiritual sort, it boils down to, they can be a variety: ghosts, evil spirits, demons, you know, that kind of thing. Now, ghosts don't normally do this kind of work, but the other parts of the dark sides do. There are dark angels as well as light angels. I work with the light angels, obviously, but there are dark angels as well, and they can actually attach to people and, you know, give them guidance, and sometimes to the point where what we would normally say a possession, you know, can cause people to act in negative ways. And so the angels and I have been working hard on clearing this, and there's a lot of other light workers doing this as well. But unfortunately, there have been holistic doctors who have been a target, not just doctors, but even holistic dentists, chiropractors, naturopaths, that kind of thing, homeopaths, that have been a target and unfortunately have been injured, killed, or hurt by these things. So today with me is Erin Elizabeth from Health Nut News. Now, you got to check out her website. It is an amazing amount of information, and she is right on top of what's going on. So she's one of the folks that have been on top of this whole issue. So you can go to her website to read about this, and as well as some awesome health advice as well, www.healthnutnews.com. And I love that name, Health Nut, because I guess I get to be called that as well. So you can tune in and get the latest on the story. And I just want to tell people, you know, the reason I have Erin on today is not around, you know, trying to get people into fear and protection, because really that is the food for these negative networks, is fear, is separation, all the things that we completely, those of us in the spiritual camp, are working towards releasing. So it's really about being informed, but then also saying, okay, so now what do we do? You know, how do we band together? How do we create love? How do we improve the situation so nobody else needs to get hurt, now that we're aware of it? So I'm just checking in here to see if Aaron is logged in. I don't see it just yet. Oh, there she is. Okay. Hang on just a sec. Aaron, are you there?
I am, yes. Hi, Dr. Sam.
Hi, Aaron. Oh, well,
how
you know,
are
and
you?
I didn't. I'm great. I didn't even tell people. We're going to have Erin back on the show, too, because we want her to talk about how awesome her transformation has been in her own personal healing. Somebody that's gone through Lyme, was very heavy, overweight. These are a lot of people that are in my practice struggling, and you're able to now, you know, you're like an athlete, and you've got six-pack abs, pretty much. I think they're pretty inspiring. So we definitely want to have you back on the show for that. But today's topic is a little bit more serious. We want to first ask,
yes.
Who are you? And like, there's a lot of people that don't know you from my audience. And how did you come to create this website, Health Nut News? And then about, you know, reporting all the stuff that's going on with the doctor so-called possibly being eliminated.
Sure. Yes. I've worked in the natural health sector for a number of years. I ran health retreats here on the east coast of Florida. So there were raw food retreats, right, literally on the place on the beach for a number of years. And then just 20 months ago, I started the website. So I'm not really sure of what the it's only been 20 months that I've had it. So I know some people say, think or assume it's longer, but not a long time. It'll be, I think January will be the 2-year anniversary. So I began Health Nut News, and then after that, after it got going, initially I just started with natural health articles and kind of telling my story about losing the weight, overcoming Lyme, and then I stumbled across this story in, I guess, just 90 days ago when our friend we knew, Dr. Bradstreet, had passed. So that was, you know, it had died, been found dead in a river on June 19th, so just over 90 days ago. And I saw all the negative pieces being written about him and just decided to do a story that I thought would at least be a bit more factual, that wouldn't jump to conclusions, and just state all the facts out there. And then it just kind of became an unintended series, since my better half, who was a holistic doctor of 30 years, and I knew so many of these doctors, or knew of them if we didn't know them personally. So that's how it all came about. And I think I was the first to write about Dr. Bradstreet, and then knew about the other doctor because we knew him too, but then wrote waited until the obituary came out for me to actually write his name in the article. I could just state that there was a doctor, but I didn't want to state the name. And then, it just kept, sadly, just kept adding up, for lack of better words.
So can you give us an idea? You've been following this for a while now, and probably one of the most thorough people online that know what's going on. So for the person that hasn't heard about anything of, like, so what's actually happening? Who's actually dying or missing? And where are they located? And what did they do? And that kind of thing.
Sure.
And what happened to them?
Sure, I can tell you that. Yeah, nobody, you know, it's funny. I've done a few TV shows and things, but no one's really asked that. So I would like to give the details. It doesn't really, just because I have studied it. And like you said before I'd come on, it's not about creating fear in anyone. I think people need to be aware, but I don't want them to be fearful. We just kind of want to get to the bottom of it, since we've just had one a few days ago who we knew who died, you know, was found dead. So but the first was Dr. Bradstreet on June 19th. And he's probably one of the better known ones, just because of the situation and because he was the first one. And he had lived here in Florida, just right near us on the East Coast, and then had relocated to Georgia and was practicing outside Atlanta. But his office was raided. That's no secret. Just days before, people seem a little unclear on this. Like, they say, oh well, he was going to prison, or no, actually, from what we're told, because I interviewed the family exclusively, he wasn't even arrested, and they did not find GC Mass. I would imagine if they found an illegal drug that, it was illegal. It's really more of a protein, but whatever you want to call it, it is an illegal substance, or that they would have arrested him. And I would not think he would be going on vacation just a day or two afterward. And but anyway, they did look in the office. From what I'm told, they didn't find anything. The FDA, and then he went on vacation in North Carolina, and he went to the, not to get too specific on this one, but he went to the store and literally had just bought some hummus and wine for his wife's arrival. They had gone separately for whatever reason, had different vehicles, and the room wasn't ready, so he went to the store, and then on the way back, I guess he just decided to stop and, commit suicide, and along the side of the road after he went shopping. That's why it's just kind of insane that he had stopped. The car was found on the side of the road, from what I understand, and then just below that was they found his body in a river with a gunshot wound to his chest, and they immediately called it a suicide, which honestly, if it hadn't been for that, I don't know that I would have written any of this, but I was pretty upset to see that it was called so quickly. I didn't see the evidence that would show that information. Now they are doing more of an investigation. It's still an ongoing investigation to try to get to the bottom of the official authorities. So,
okay, that's good. Well, and if somebody's going to do, like you said, it's a planned suicide, you don't like go on vacation. There's things that people do often when they're planning a suicide, especially if sometimes they want to take care of their family. And guys do tend to do more violent crimes than women as far as suicide. Women tend to do like the pill thing. Not that guys don't do that, but it's less likely that they'll use a firearm. And then if they do use a firearm, it's really unusual to shoot yourself in the chest. You might shoot yourself in the head. I mean, I'm getting graphic, sorry, guys. But, I was just like, what? That is so
weird.
Well,
and also in a river, that might be tough yet to add insult to injury, honestly. I know that's pun intended, but in a river as well, I just didn't quite understand that. And I did see a show I was asked to do. It's in Atlanta. I think it's CBS. It's a network. But I did not see the email. I had gotten so many emails, they'd started going to spam, and they had asked me to go on the show and actually know the reporter, but they interviewed the local, I think he's a sheriff. He is a cop. And he'd said, he couldn't have been kidnapped or brought here because there's so many tourists they would have seen. So if they would have seen if someone had brought him there and shot him, I'm not sure how they wouldn't have seen if he allegedly shot himself there in this touristy, beautiful area where people hike in the river. It just didn't add up for many of us and people, his own family members I've interviewed, the ones I've interviewed, and people who knew Dr. Bradstreet. It's very unusual. And again, he'd just come with the hummus and wine from the store. So that's an odd thing to do for me right before you make that decision.
Exactly. And what was of course, we don't have absolute proof, but what was it that they were looking for in the office, and why potentially would he have been a target? Who was he pissing off, basically, is what I'm asking.
Yes. No, you understand. Yes, it was GC Math, which I don't, I'm not in, this is not, that's not my area of expertise, so I won't claim to understand it. I can kind of read you off the scientific name, what it stands for, but basically it was it's naturally occurring in all our bodies, and it's derived from either blood bovine, from a cow or human in the GC Mass that they will have on the market in other countries legally that they can sell and use, and could use on patients up until a few years ago here in the United States. And so what happened was he had in the past been admittedly using it for patients and for autism patients, and some people. Many of his patients say that it helped especially their autistic children greatly. But then it was made illegal. So some people believe that the government's done that just like they did with marijuana or other things that might help people. Then there are others who say that it can be dangerous especially if not used carefully, but he's a medical doctor of many, many years, and so he had been using it, but from the last I understood, he was using it especially overseas, like in, from what I understand, like Kiev, Russia, and places like that, where he could go and have patients overseas use the GCMAF once they made it illegal in the United States. So there are some theories that I have said I have no idea if they are true or not, if that several of the doctors, I'm guessing more than one used it, but I definitely can definitively cannot say that all of them did. Also, there are some theories that the you know, there are people who didn't like that, and that could be why they were eliminated, but I don't know if, you know, I just at this time, it's only been 90 days or 92 days or something since he died. I cannot confirm that or, you know, or deny that. I just don't know yet. So, but yeah, this what the GCMAF does is sometimes, especially children with autism, and I'm not reading, I'm just kind of off the top of my head from what I understand, that amygdalase levels are high and the GCMAF can help with that. So for many parents say it helped their autistic children and some cancer patients. Now there was the whole thing that in Europe, some very sick people, from I am told they were not adults, had died that had used the GCMAF. But like we know in the United States, probably five people since we've been talking have sadly died that have used chemo for cancer. It doesn't, you know, so, but we don't say, oh my gosh, the chemotherapy killed them. So
right.
If somebody is a cancer patient and they're terminal, which they said, and they're very, very sick and they may try that as a last resort, unfortunately, doesn't mean that it would, you know, save their lives, unfortunately. So yeah, that's what happened with Dr. Bradstreet. I did an exclusive interview on my site with the with his brother and his brother's wife, who are doing an investigation. And what they've said is they want to know what happened, no matter what happened. And that's really how I am. They want to understand, but they definitely, there's some discrepancies there. So on the TV show the other day that they had interviewed me for, and they still might have me in, but I don't know if I'm, I know of the reporter. We know each other as acquaintances. I just hope they would give a fair story if they did interview me. But they interviewed the local, I think he's the sheriff or one of the main investigators. And he suggested that even Dr. Bradstreet, he said, well, maybe if the room had been ready, he would have, you know, killed his wife too. And I think that's very irresponsible because we have no idea. There was no evidence that we know of whatsoever that he would ever, you know, have killed his wife or even killed himself, quite frankly. So yeah, it's sad that they will put out crazy statements like that. But that was the first one. So,
I don't know if that. Oh gosh.
Yeah, the others aren't as long of an explanation, but it is sad, and he was such a wonderful man. I still get emails on, you know, just that he treat about from patients or people, the parents of patients, especially autistic children, that he had his own, he had an autistic son, loving family and wife. So it just is very hard to believe that would happen. And he had dealt with the feds before, and he didn't take his own life, so we just doesn't, you know, and it's not like he's the only one. We have the second one. May I tell you about him quickly? Or
yes, please.
A little bit shorter. Oh, yeah. On June, 48 hours later, on June 21st, which I think would be 3 months ago today, on Father's Day, we had two doctors, not just one, two doctors, both Father's Day, both who died. So, both here in the East Coast of Florida, both within an hour, a couple hours of us. So that was rather shocking since we knew one of them. And I think actually that evening on Father's Day, the employee of one of them called me, or she works with them in the office. I don't know if she's technically an employee, to tell me the news. We have Dr. Baron Holt and Dr. Bruce Hedendahl, both with the BH initials, so it gets a little confusing. Dr. Holt was only 33 years old. There are rumors, but we don't have an actual technical cause of death still. I think is one of his relatives, allegedly his mom, wrote on my page, and she said that they still, last she wrote, they did not have an actual cause of death. With Dr. Hedendahl, he was found dead in his car. He'd gone to a track event that day. He was in his 60s, but in amazing shape. He had done, it was just an athlete, was just, I mean, I'd like to think I'm in okay shape, but this guy, I'd love to be in the shape he was in. He was just in perfect condition. And they were both chiropractors. They were not MDs like Dr. Bradstreet, but Dr. Heidendahl, in addition to being a DC, had his PhD from Harvard. So, I mean, in nutrition.
Wow.
And he was a very wise man. And he did a very outspoken radio show, which I've listened to since then, just to hear the episodes to see what he's speaking about, from anti-aging to, he was just very outspoken. I think a lot of them were, just about, you know, some using some allopathic methods and using more holistic methods. But he was a very bright man, obviously had been a chiropractor and a PhD for many years. And so they just said it must have been the heat or something that, oh, you know, must have, this perfectly healthy man just in his 60s must have just, they don't, that's just was what they had said initially. But then some loved ones, family members came forward, and they have come forward on TV. They have come forward on the radio. I've talked to one of them, but they have been publicly stated that they don't understand why he died. They think it doesn't add up. They don't think he should have, you know, quite frankly, just dropped dead like that. So they've come forward, and they are not convinced, and they want answers. So, yeah, that's just, you know, and with Dr. Holt, it's been a little, he was 33. It's a little more sensitive. He's a lot younger. I have not talked with, besides the one relative posting, I've talked to colleagues of mine who are doctors who knew him, who don't give a natural cause, so to speak, but I can't, you know, I just don't know. I can't confirm that. I have not spoken to actual family members who have stated the actual cause of death, so I don't want to speculate on him. But he was only 33 years old and was also amazingly fit and was just down here in Florida traveling. He actually lived in North Carolina. So he was just down here, I think, to visit a chiropractor and then died. So, yeah, that was pretty sad. And those were the two
was
others.
Was he outspoken, you know, as well? Or... I mean,
yeah,
is there a trend that the folks tend to be?
He might be a little different than some of the rest, since he was, well, I mean, none of them were that old, and none of them had, as far as we know, had cancer or a terminal illness or anything like that. Most families are shocked, and there are many, they don't have a reason of death, or they were established murder or whatever. But with Dr. Holt, he was only 33, but, he was very well known in the, I had more people write me about his death than any other. Because he was so young, but just for his age, he had accomplished, all of these doctors were very accomplished. And I think that Dr. Holt, for his young age, was obviously well known, accomplished. And I would personally say outspoken from what I've read. Yes. So, you know, and had his own practice at 33 was doing well. So, yeah, it's very sad. From what I understand, he just come back from doing some missionary work or something like that. So he was a very accomplished, doctor for only 33. Yes. And then we had a week later. So on June 29th, just a week later or so, then Teresa Sievers, who's also here in Florida. You can see why this happened. It's interesting. People will say, what made you write about these people? Well, you know, why would you ever write about them? I can't even finish a story on one. And honestly, we just have another that was found dead. So she was found murdered in her home. And her coworkers called her the Mother Teresa of South Florida. She survived by her husband and her two little girls. So it's very sad. There have been just recently a few arrests, but it's not really clear. They were saying it was her husband's friend from childhood. He is denying any involvement and says when the evidence will come out that he is innocent. Then there's another person. He is, I think, in his 20s or 30s. She was, unfortunately, I hope it's okay, it's not graphic, too graphic, but she was allegedly killed with a hammer. He went by the nickname Hammer on Facebook and had pictures of hammers on his site. It's very strange. Some, I don't know how theory people want to get, but I can't say, but some have said false flag or made claims like that, but I have no idea. Again, you know, I'm just trying to go from what the media says. The local sheriff for that one has said in Bonita Springs and Lee County has said that books and movies will come out when the story comes out. But we really don't know more details. Her husband hasn't been charged. The one is definitely claiming his innocence and acts like it's a misunderstanding, so we just don't know. So that's very sad. And she was mid-40s and, you know, very accomplished medical doctor who was definitely outspoken, alternative. Now, like Dr. Hedenall had he had all the radio shows. She had video after, you know, YouTube video after YouTube video, popular channel, and professional videos made where she's, you know, kind of speaking out about holistic medicine. And yeah, all were very, very outspoken. And she was and again, just like Dr. Holt and Dr. Hedendahl and Dr. Bradstreet, an accomplished, well-loved, you know, medical doctor that was, but who, definitely holistic alternative. It's tough. And then I think on that, actually, you know, I didn't even realize this till now, doctor, we had on this, I didn't realize the other two were on the same day, but it just occurred to me because I do have like a little timeline. Dr. Whiteside was found dead that same day, who was also an MD treating cancer. He went missing that day. He wasn't found dead until over 3 weeks later. He was found, we have a couple of these, like, you know, Dr. Bradstreet, he was also found dead in a area where people, I guess, I don't know if there was actual hikers in that area, but in nature, he was found in the woods, found dead with a gun by his side, and they did call it a suicide. So I guess just, you know, this is, and you know, people say, well, doctors die all the time. I have looked back and I have not seen anything like this where this amount of doctors die, or especially in this case, we have doctors who knew each other. We knew many of the doctors. We did not know Dr. Whiteside. He was not, allegedly not holistic, but was a pulmonologist. So I know it's very, you know, as I just read it to you, I'm looking at the chart and it has all the dates, because otherwise I knew them at first, but I'll get them confused.
Oh,
but
yeah,
as I look at, keep
them straight.
Oh yeah. Well, I thought I didn't, and I just had their pictures at the top of the page, and then I realized to remember that I did for a while know every date, but it's been 3 months, so sometimes I'll forget some of the dates. But it is, you know, it is sad. It's sad subject matter, but some of the families have said to me that if these doctors were still alive, and they specifically stated to me that they would want, you know, that people to not live in fear, to carry on their work, that, you know, if they were still alive and if they had colleagues dying, they would still carry on their work. They would not live in fear. And that's a big part of the message that, you know, we never know what's going to happen tomorrow to any of us. And I do my best, as does my better half, a holistic doctor. I mean, one of the better known ones in the country, just to not live in fear. We're aware of our surroundings, but that we just still, I want to try to enjoy each day to the fullest. And I guess that's a good message for everybody in life. So, you know, but
absolutely.
And like you
said, you know, that we have these choices to make of whether we live in fear, whether we live in love, and continuing the work that these folks do. And you know, if it was a sacrifice, maybe their sacrifice is really going to help the rest of us, you know, pay attention to choose, you know, where we want to spend our focus and our love. And and also to think that, you know, I do know, you know, several of my colleagues, and this was many years ago, one of my colleagues who's from Germany, he said that he had a hard time having some colleagues talk about what they do at a conference, because he said they don't want to get in trouble. And that was the first time that I'd ever heard anything like that. And he says, well, you know what, I've got a license in Germany, so they kick me out, you know, I go back to Germany. Well, he hasn't been kicked out yet. No, they weren't thinking about, you know, getting hurt physically. They were just talking about getting their license pulled or whatever because of what they were doing, not because they were doing anything illegal, but because they were healing people with non-pharmaceuticals with natural means, and they were just too afraid to lose their livelihood. And that was the very first time that I was like, you know, so naive and going, really? Huh? You know, like, I don't really get, and even, you know, and I think Spirit gives us little hints along the way. I had another colleague that lost, this was like, gosh, 10 years ago or so. He came to me. He said that, you don't know me, but I'm thinking of going into acupuncture. And so I asked, you know, I'm sure, I'm happy to come visit and let's chat. And he wanted to know which school I went to. And so I talked about my experience. And he had a holistic practice in Messina, about an hour and a half from me. And this was like in a church, which was really interesting. But he had all these holistic providers and everything like that. And he got raided. And they took, you know, everything, and they basically couldn't find anything wrong with his practice, except they finally decided when they gave his license back, and at that point he was almost ruined, financially, because nobody could work, you know, from his practice. So they just said, oh, by the way, you just can't have patient testimonials. That's against the law. You can't have patient testimonials, even if they agree to it, because it's against the law, HIPAA law or whatever. And by the way, we'll give you your license back if you stop doing chelation therapy, which is not illegal.
Oh, by the way.
So that was 10 years ago.
And it's not against the law. So that's, wow.
Well, and this is, you know, times have changed, and he said that the whistleblowers were colleagues of his, but he knew somebody, you know, in that used to work at the FBI, and you know, they found all these bugs in his house, and his mail was opened, and all this kind of stuff. And again, me being naive was really like, here's somebody who's just, you know, whose life was ruined. But then he said, you know what, this might be exactly, and this is turning into light. He's like, well, this might be what I need, because I never really liked completely being a doctor. He said, I actually have always felt like I was pushed into this profession by my parents, and I'm really wanting to completely change what I want to do. So that's why he was looking into acupuncture. And then he did go to the school that I went to, and now he loves it. He loves what he's doing, and he's, you know, even though he lost everything, there's like that silver lining. But thank goodness for him, it actually made me think and pause and go, wow, I really need to be, you know, discerning. Like,
yeah,
you know, what I say and who I hang out with and whatever. So sometimes we get little hints like that.
Yes, but it is, I think it is sad that, you know, that is true. And sometimes, like you said, it could just be a hint. And I think the only thing that makes me a little sad is, and I, if any doctors were listening, I would, whatever type of medicine they practice, I would just hope that they would not be afraid to continue their work, or, you know, no matter what type, if they're a DC or DO or MD or so. But yeah, that is, sometimes, like you said, things like that will happen. And maybe that was a sign. But the thing with this is that I think whatever the case may be, it can scare people, or also gives these doctors a bad name when they were really, I mean, talk about testimonials. I know that maybe legally they couldn't have testimonials, but I've seen from every single one of them, seen so many testimonials. And with Dr. Heidendahl too, even though he was a DC and also had the PhD, but so many people say, I was sick with this, and that just, you know, amazing testimonials from so many of his patients. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I try to make sense of it all. I mean, not even just evidence aside, whatever happened, just think, is this, you know, what is the message? Is there some kind of dark force at work right now, and we've got to see the light? You know, I just don't. Yeah, it's hard mm-hmm. to make sense of it for me sometimes.
Well, and that's kind of my area of expertise, is more in the spiritual medicine side. And And, you know, I was talking to a colleague about that. He was telling me about Nagalase, and he knew a lot more about it than I did. And he says it's unfortunate these doctors didn't understand spiritual alchemy. And what he meant by that was that sometimes in the holistic medicine camp, we can get very on our bandwagon, and we can get very us against them, you know. And I get caught up into it as well. I get annoyed and frustrated. And, like, for example, when the whole Ebola virus thing was, like, on the news all the time, and I get an email from one of these, you know, consumer watchdog places and says, guess what, you know, the government just approved a form of Agent Orange in our food. Dow Chemical can now use, you know, this
yep.
thing, which
yep.
we know is cancer producing. And, of course, nobody yep. else knew it because it wasn't on the mainstream news. And I could feel myself, I cried. I mean, I could feel myself getting frustrated. And at
yeah.
the same time, you know, I talk with angels, and so then realized I had to kind of pause and go, wow, that energy of frustration, of me against them, me being angry, that's exactly what fuels the so-called dark side. And we all come, in my belief anyway, we all come from the same source. We all come from the same place,
yeah.
and it's this game that we're playing on the earth right now. And so the challenge is, can we see, yes, it looks like there's duality, there's good and evil, but at the same time, can we see that person, thing, organization, whatever, that we're frustrated with is only a shadow of the, you know, there's a light and a dark, that's the yin and the yang, it's the shadow of the same one that we are all part of. So how can we open
yeah.
our hearts to, at the same time, have good boundaries, obviously, you know, protect ourselves and our family, but at the same time, can we actually love even them? Can we even open our
yeah.
hearts to it? So it's not this me against them and them against me and, you know, anti-Monsanto, we hate them and, you know, all that kind of stuff, because anytime you push, there's a pushback. That's just natural law. You know, there's a push. So
yeah.
it's a really great wake-up call for all of us to go, wow, look at this. We may not like what these organizations, these people are doing, and they may or may not be, you know, targeting holistic practitioners. We can't know for sure. But how can we now, you know, get out of fear, stay in love, and how can we shift them? So, I mean, I've been called to release entities from organizations, good and bad, sometimes from good organizations
right.
because they're getting attacked, you know. Some other
right.
people go, I have a mission for you, and you know, I need you to clear entities from this because they're getting attacked. So those of us in that realm are doing our work behind the scenes, and I've asked for protection for all holistic practitioners. You know, sometimes it's their soul's journey, you know, to sacrifice, you know, to help the rest of us, so that it's not 100%. I may not get my wish, but at least because of you, and I was alerted to this issue, this problem. If it wasn't for you doing this great work, I wouldn't have known, and I wouldn't have known to ask for help. You know, to ask the spirit world for help.
That's
so
a positive
you.
Thing. Thank you. No, I liked and I appreciate you. You know, I think that's important to do. And people a lot of times ask, what can we do? And I think that thoughts, prayers, what you're doing is wonderful. So thank you. That's huge. And I think it's really important. And yeah, just knowing that these doctors would want us to live in a place in love and not fear. So I truly believe that. And having spoken with some of the family members of different doctors who've died who have stated that. So yeah, no, that's I know some people on the flip side, people will say, if it hadn't been for you, there's just a couple, you know, and you doing these stories, no one would ever put these together. But if nothing else, since I couldn't prevent it from happening, then I'm glad that at least because I have written the stories, then that you know, doctors like you are able to kind of hopefully pray for the other holistic doctors and that are out there, and we hope that they'll all stay safe. So yeah, hope that that's I guess one of my wishes, that they'll stay safe and strong and not be fearful. So that's a big thing. So I agree.
Absolutely.
And then I can tell you the rest here. It's not, it kind of gets, I guess, quicker as I go along with the next one was Dr. Fitzpatrick. A few days later, went missing. I believe it was July 3rd. I know that's what I have written down here for the date, but I'm not sure. I think that's my handwriting because I put a few notes down just to go through them. But July 3rd, and he's still missing. So he was a medical doctor that just vanished, and his car was found along the side of the road, and so still never found. So someone like that, he's the only one still missing. So we hope, even though he was, surprisingly, I don't have his name here, or his not name, but sorry, his age here, but I know he was a little bit older, but I'm not sure if Dr. Fitzpatrick was late 60s, early 70s, but hopefully there's some hope that he's still out there alive, because they have not found a body, and they said he's vanished without a trace was actually the words they'd used, and, you know, in the local papers and on the national news. So, so we just, you know, we hope there is some ray of hope that he is still out there alive, since he's they've never found a body. It's July 3rd, but anything's possible. So, you know, here's hoping. And of course, thoughts and prayers go out to all the friends and family of all those doctors, especially his too, because they don't know. They don't know. They have no closure. They don't know what happened. His last that I've seen, you know, looking at the news, that I've heard nothing. So, and then a few days later, we had Lisa Riley just north of us in Georgia, in the neighboring state. And I will fully admit, you know, when I did this story, she was an osteopath. I may have called that to, well, I don't know, there's no really, that's the thing. I don't know that there's a connection. So I simply wrote that there was an osteopath, and she was found with a gunshot wound to her head. Again, not natural. Her husband called it into 911. They had a small child. And it is a little odd of the story, because he had been accused before of shooting an ex, but she lived. And then it turned out charges were dropped, and that he allegedly, well, they said he didn't do it. So I don't know. I don't want to say that there's no really calling it. I just simply stated that an osteopath died, and people are like, well, I don't think she's connected, or that they think he has been arrested, that the actual husband has been arrested. But I have no proof whether he did or didn't do it. And just thoughts go out to their, you know, their family as well. So it's just another one. We just don't know the details with the late Dr. Riley or her husband, you know, Mr. Riley, what really happened there. And I guess there'll be a trial. I believe he's pleaded not guilty, and we'll find out. So just more, you know, a little more strange stuff there. So, yeah. And then we had Dr., I think that was right around the same time. Let's see if I wrote down my dates here. Yeah, then just a little over a week later, we had Dr. Ron Schwartz, who was found in his home, murdered here in Florida, just, you know, a couple hours away from us. So I kept writing these stories, it was difficult. It was kind of a dark time for me, because I would get very emotionally involved in all that, and in kind of this darkness that is not where I like to be. And so, but I think since I began writing these, and they just kept happening, that I have gotten in a better spot, because it was just so negative staying in that kind of darkness all the time. And I definitely, you know, I mean, I don't know. I just would almost feel this kind of feel ill, and it seemed right before I'd find out about one. So I don't know if that's coincidental or what, but they have no.
Well, that's your intuition, it sounds like.
Sure. Yeah, I think so. And just, you know, I just was, and I, every time that I write a story, I just really hope it's my last. That's where, you know, that's what I think up until the last one. I just, you know, keep thinking up to the last one I wrote the other day, who we knew, Dr. Mitch Gaynor. I just hope, you know, that there will be no more. Unfortunately, it seems that there are. But yeah, so Dr. Ron Schwartz was found dead. He had a few acres, and in a beautiful area, kind of a secluded area of, I believe it's West Palm Beach County and Jupiter area. But they, as far as I know, and they said with him and with Dr. Teresa Sievers that they were, they at least called those actual murders that they they were targeted. They were targeted. They said it wasn't random. He wasn't just robbed. It was 100%. They feel he was targeted. So around that same time, I think Dr. Whiteside was found dead because they did find him dead. So, yeah, he would have technically made number 7. And then on July 21st, just days later, we had a doctor we knew who was another very well-beloved, wonderful, positive doctor. Dr. Gonzalez was a medical doctor in New York City, Suzanne Summers' doctor. And we all loved him. He was an author, best-selling author. So I shouldn't say he was found dead. I don't know. There's a little discrepancy there whether his wife was actually with him at that very moment, but she was either with him or found him just right when that happened. And on his website, it states that initially they had thought that it was, a heart attack. That was their initial belief. And that now they said that the autopsy shows that it would not be a heart attack like the initial belief, and they don't know. They just don't know what it was, and that he was perfectly healthy up until he suddenly, shockingly died, and that's really all they can give. But I mean, they're pretty stating it clearly that it's the autopsy right with the results they have right now is showing it's not a heart attack. So, just another mystery. He did say many times in interviews he did. Right up until his last interview where he said no less than 5 times that Big Pharma wanted him, he had heard Big Pharma wanted him hit by a bus, quote unquote, and basically they didn't want him around. I don't know if that's coincidence. Again, I just kind of try to stick with the factual stuff. Those are all facts that he said that and had said that in interviews.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Prior to that as well. There was another interview he did as well that I printed, and he had said it in that interview. So it's not like just one interview, one time, multiple interviews. He stated it multiple times. So, And I mean, this is a well-respected, again, with him. So every single doctor, I really can't say just Dr. Gonzalez, because every single one, so many of them were so prominent, accomplished, healers. And but I would say Suzanne Summers did a video the other day that I saw came out that I shared, and she said, the church was packed of people that he had kept alive not just kept alive, they had stage 4 cancer, maybe pancreatic or whatever, 20 years ago, and they're now alive because of him in that church. So and we had many mutual friends in common and knew him and had met him. And my better half had interviewed him a number of times. So it's tough. And I think it was so much at once. I've never on the shows, we kind of touch on a few points of them, but even to go through it, but those are, we have a couple left, I guess, but those were the first 8. So, gosh, and it's so sad when in 90 days you have so many wonderful, loving, amazing doctors that you almost start to lose track.
And then what is it? Is it 11 now?
Yeah, and I don't even have the others in front of me, but I know the 9th was a Dr. Abdul Kamir. I don't even have it in front of me, but it's okay because I was looking at my notes for where I did on my story where I put them all together in number 8. But Dr. Abdul Kamir was only 41 years old. He was a dentist, but I included him because he was a holistic, outspoken, successful dentist who was training for a half marathon and was just found dead along the side of the road that night. And his friend, who had been his sorority brother, his patient, had known him about half his life, had stated that it didn't add up, that his diet was extremely clean, he was a perfect, great shaped athlete, and just at 41, another really young one, had been found dead. So he was number 9. Then Dr. 10 was Dr. Mary Bouvier, who were just weeks ago was found dead, stabbed to death in her home. And then that was 10, and then 11, just to bring us right up to date. And again, no answers with her. She was an osteopath. From what I understand, she was not married, but her significant other who found her was also an osteopath. And I know it's so sad. That's the other reason I will cover some of these. They said, oh, you know, he did it. He'll be arrested. Well, that was weeks ago, and he's not been arrested. He's been questioned and released. So, again, no answers on that. And then the last one was Dr. Mitch Gaynor, who was just found days ago at his country home. New York Times actually contacted me because I think they'd seen it on my site, and they asked, yeah, they did. The New York Times did write me, and we corresponded for a bit back and forth. So I had, you know, I just said that I didn't know. I told them what information I had, and then they did a story, and they didn't source me, but that's okay. I mean, I didn't expect the New York Times to put Health Nut News in their, you know, in their paper as their source. But it's kind of sad, you know, because I sometimes wish I'd picked a more serious name, because I never expected to write articles of the serious nature. But Mitch Gaynor was a true, yeah, he was a holistic oncologist. He was into sound healing. He was a very spiritual man. He'd written best-selling books. We had just talked to him on the phone not that long ago. He was happy. It's very strange. We don't know. We have been told by close personal friends who are doctors who knew him that they had talked to that they knew what happened, and that he was found in the woods outside his home where he loved to walk. New York Times only said that the sheriff said found at his country home, but they didn't go into details. But he had allegedly survived a car accident just days before and walked away and was fine, and then had the intestinal flu, which is why he missed the conference, which I believe was of a spiritual nature. But he was also an MD, a holistic oncologist, but had been on Dr. Oz, had, as some of the others had, I believe, too, and done TV, you know, TV shows, and again, were outspoken. So these aren't, not that there's anything wrong with doctors, you know, who might not have radio shows like yourself or be well-known like all these doctors too, if they're just quietly practicing, you know, they're holistic medicine and don't have, you know, a public presence, there'd be nothing wrong with that. But most of these doctors were well-known, public presence, and were healing people, honestly. So they're all healers. So that's, even the non-holistic ones, the majority are holistic, alternative, established 100%, but the couple that aren't, even they call them prominent and well-known. So, yeah, so that's kind of the story. And we're just trying to make sense of it all and hope that whether it's, even if it were some huge, I've said this before, whether it was a big conspiracy or related, or even if it was a huge coincidence, you know, I have asked myself, is it Dr. Karen? I mean, I've said, I look at the chart on the zodiac. Is it something? Is it because? I mean, I've tried anything. Everybody wants answers, and even if it were just coincidental, but some, you know, dark force. That's why I'll think, okay, live in the light. This will be the last one. There will not be another one that dies. And when it's somebody we know or a friend, is the next. Like this last case is the latest. It's someone we knew and talked with and had given us advanced copies of his books, which were wonderful to read. It's hard to, you know, it's hard sometimes to just stay positive, but we do our best and know that they would want people to carry on their work and to carry on, what they did, their protocols, their methods, because a lot of them were really legend. So legendary work.
Exactly. So. Well, we certainly do appreciate you, Erin, for being on the show. And I know it's a very difficult and challenging topic. And you've been courageous and willing to delve deep, and especially emotionally, like you said, when you're the one that's interviewing family, we're trying to get to the bottom of it to share so that other people can be helped. It can be a tough job. So thank you for being the light warrior in the way that you are. And everyone, you know, check out Erin's website, www.healthnutnews. Lots of great stuff on there. It's not just about these you know,
yes,
the sad news, lots of positive, wonderful things. And sometimes we have to go through the muck, and sometimes we have to go through the dark in order to shine light on the dark. So, again, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you. It's an honor. I appreciate it. Thank you, Doctor. Thank you.
My pleasure, and we look forward to speaking with you again about your health transformation, hopefully in the near future.
Yes, I look forward to a positive, you know, that would be a great, happy, healthy show. I definitely look forward to that. Thank you so much. I look forward to that very much.
Fantastic. My pleasure, and thanks everyone for listening in to our show today. Until next time, stay well, and may the angels guide you and be with you and protect you all. Thank you so much. Bye for now.